Good morning. How are we doing?
Good.
That's better. It's cold out there, right? I know your brain gets a little bit like, what's going on out there? So if you're visiting with us today, we welcome you, obviously. It's nice to be inside here. But we're going to be doing something a little different today than a normal standard service, and which is good because then you never know what's going to happen next, which is healthy. So today what we want to do a little bit is we want to do a little bit of our vision thing for 2018. My clicker, please, lovey. Yeah. Sorry, in all my excitement, I forgot that. I know. Unbelievable. So just, I've spoken to some of the elders and their wives, and so we're going to just share a little bit with you what we feel God's saying for us for 2018. Looking back over 2017, just now, we commenced the year with the series Devoted. Do you remember that? Devoted. And the point of it was to go deeper, wider, and higher in Christ Jesus. And I trust that if you look back over 2017, you go maybe saying, I'm not where I was, I'm not where I want to be, but man, I'm definitely not where I was. I've matured. I've grown. I've increased. I've developed. And so we journeyed through 2017, preaching different series on that, on being devoted and higher and wider and deeper in Christ Jesus, and bringing in Translocal Apostolic Team guys to help us, to move us along. And we had the Equip. We were privileged to host the Equip, which helps to speak into the life of the church and to speak into our life. But for us to understand something about ourselves, we need to see this thing here, which speaks to us of what we believe. And we look at it, the Godhead, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus is the head of this church, not me. Myself and the other pastors have the privilege of being the under-shepherds, but we definitely count Jesus as the head of the church. And the King, it's all about the King and His kingdom. And then you've heard us many times, under that umbrella, we're a Word and Spirit people. We don't want to divorce the two. We want to make sure that we are firmly biblically based, Genesis to Revelation, that we preach the whole counsel of God, that we speak through that all the time. And of course, Holy Spirit, times when we come, and even the guys were saying to me, so how are we going to do this morning? I said, actual fact, I don't know. I want to be Spirit-led rather than program-driven. And so it might get a little bit messy along the way. And towards the end, we want to pray for you as members. If you want us to pray, we've asked certain members to come up and part of our leadership team, and we look at to people to come up and to pray and help us to pray for you guys. And then we are an apostolic prophetic people. And I know there's like 6-week series sermons in all of these little 1 points, but you're just going to have to believe me for now. And we're an apostolic prophetic, meaning we're a going people. We want to be prophetic. We want to see the future, be the future, look to the future, and which is part and parcel of what I'm talking about today, and I trust that'll unfold. And then part of our mission values is to encounter God, engage people, equip the saints, and to empower people and extend the kingdom of God. And that can also be seen like this, if you didn't get that all. And normally when I teach it, I'll teach this sort of piece by piece, but for time's sake today, and we can engage people at all levels. We want to equip and make disciples, because that's what we're called to do. Empower leaders, whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's in a church given base, elders, deacons, different ministries, whether you have a heart to plant a church, or whether it's to, Tyrone calls you onto the Translocal Apostolic Team, and of course to extend the kingdom of God. But the number one thing in all of this is encountering God. Because if we don't encounter God, then we're just another club. And that's definitely not our heart. Our heart is always to be going forward, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, at the forefront. Our mission statement, as we have it, at the bridge, we connect all people to encounter God's Word and Spirit. That's the whosoever. John 3:60, you remember? So whoever, all the people, everybody. This helps keep this army on the move. It helps us. Our beautiful building, and we're so thankful for it today, is never meant to keep us locked in and us four and no more. It is never meant to be, oh, look at us, what a great club we've got, what a great church we have. No, no, no. This is never meant to lock us in and lock people out. It's meant to replenish from the community and the kingdom outside of us. It's meant for us to make sure that we are going forward and digging into prophetic words that have spoken over this church numerous times. These aren't just like one-offs. These are numerous times. We have to understand that here is a haven from the storm, a place of shelter, a safe place of love and learning, and for some, a short term of healing. We're not a hospital ship with a few troops. We are a battleship with a small sick bay. And we understand that sometimes people need physical or spiritual healing. But that is never meant to be our life. We are meant to be more than conquerors, walking in victory, being victorious. And sometimes you just need to step aside and go down to the sick bay and be ministered to and allow Holy Spirit to heal and transform. We are not the healers. We are not the counselors. Holy Spirit, Jesus, Father, they're the ones who counsel and heal. At best, unless you are trained, we are good biblical advisors. We are not a community church, but we are a church within our community, influencing outward. And we have to understand the difference of that. Because if we were just a community church, then it's us, and let's lock the doors, and let's just all stay and sing Kumbaya and be happy. No, our centrality is not community. Our centrality is Jesus Christ and the gospel. That's what our centrality is, to be Jesus-centered. We are connected to the life source. We are not just the bread givers. We are the bakery because we know the baker. And we can give abundant bread of life to others. Jesus is his name. We live and breathe the gospel of grace that gives us liberty. We have overcome the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Through these things, we are overcomers. When we go to sick bay, we need to reiterate that and live that and come out breathing and strong. And as we've said over the last couple of the series we preached, Jesus came, he was born, God with us, Emmanuel, to give us abundant life. We live and breathe the God. Okay. We are the lighthouse. When all is crashing around you, we have the source of light to God, to govern, and to guard. We are also the harbor for the weary. Philippians 1:1 says, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who at Philippi and with the overseers and the deacons, people tell you, well, there is no church structure. No, there is a structure. Jesus said, I will build my church, and this is how he structured. Saints, overseers, or elders, or bishops, and deacons. That's it. That's how we are structured. That is who we are. Having said that, though, we also have to understand the tension of 1 Peter 2:9. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is pointless for myself and my wife, Bridget, and the pastors and their wives to dream if you're not part of that dream. And if you don't dream with us. Did I say that? That you need to dream with us. Because I feel this morning like Martin Luther King standing up here this morning. I have a dream. Part of my dream is that this church would grow to 500 plus. I have a dream for that. And then we're going to knock down the walls? No. Then we're going to plant churches. That's extending the kingdom. Otherwise, we're just making it nice and cozy here for us. We are blessed for what we have. But we want to see young men and women coming through, or maybe old. I mean, Friends of ours, Russ and Mary Doty, they're in their 60s and they left yesterday to go and plant it from America to go and plant a church in Tasmania. In their 60s. I'm thinking they're nuts. But God called them to go, so they said, yes, Lord, here we are, send us. So I'm not putting an age limit on it. You just got to know you called to that, that's all. I tried to go to 500. And how we accomplished that through prayer and by you inviting your friends and your families and your neighbors and everyone you meet along the way. It's not just our job as the eldership, as the pastors, as the deacons of this church. It's your job. It's part of who you are. Our job, my job, is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. I dream of mature, whole, and healthy children of God fulfilling their call in God. I dream of men and women living in unity, in holy matrimony, honoring one another. I dream of a church where singles and single parents are celebrated. I dream of us being a church of irresistible influence. And these are words that have been prophesied over. This is not me just making this stuff up as I go along. I dream of people to whom evangelism, sharing the gospel, is the norm. Well, are we going to get an evangelism program? Watch my lips carefully. No, we're not. We're not a program-driven church. We're a church who want to be the priesthood of all believers, who go and minister and share the gospel and the goodness of Jesus Christ wherever we go. And you'll see that in some, as I keep saying, well, maybe I haven't said it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Let's keep going. I dream of a church when we get together that we have so many testimonies of going over the wall, going beyond ourselves and salvation that we listen to stories all morning. Mark, you're not going to preach today. The congregation is going to preach of their testimonies of God's goodness. I told you last week, the guy came and said, I remember 1974. No, we want to hear January the 1st, what happened on 2018. What did God do for you? What is God saying to you? And then we have to be in tune because otherwise we're just like, I don't know, I'm not sure. I dream of a base church where we will plant churches, support church plants, and encourage other churches. I dream the times we will be able to say, I can't go out this Sunday, but Michael and Janine or Dom and Ellie or someone else, you guys are going over to that church to go and preach today. Or Jess, put together a worship team. There's a church down the road who needs you to come and lead worship. That's apostolic. I know a lot of churches have the word apostolic on their church and they never go anywhere. Seems a cool idea. We want to live the dream. We want to live whole. I have a dream for all of the Orlovs. This includes you, and this speaks to all of you, all of God's people, owning all of the vision, using all of their gifts, living in all of the values to fill all of God's purposes, to disciple all of the nations. Do we leave anything out? This is for us for 2018. Each year I reflect on the past and I go, and as some of you know, I've been quite ill. And lying in bed, you get bored out of your brain because you can only read so much and listen to so much and do so much. And so I just, Lord God, what do you say? And he gave me one word. Thanks, God. The word he gave me for 2018 was expansion. Expansion. Now, I don't know what that all means, but when I had the word in my heart, then I started to reflect on it because I had time. Well, Lord, what does that mean? And he said to me, but I've been preparing you for this. How, Lord? Well, I've been speaking to my people for you. I'm trying. Dom led some at family camp in June. Now, we have to remember that when we have a prophetic word, it's still a prophetic word until it's completely fulfilled. You understand that? And that might take 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, 50 years. Who knows? Dom brought this word at the camp, and I just, again, he just brought that back to my memory. I saw a chick breaking out of its egg. Chicks develop an egg tooth which allows them to break open the air sac between them and the shell, and then to break open the shell itself. The air inside the air sac is limited in quantity, which stimulates the chick to break open the shell so it can take its first real breath. It's time for some of you to take your first real breath. I felt God was saying that the bridge has broken the air sac and it's time to break open the eggshell. We have to push forward in God to break open the shell. God says it's time for the bridge to come out of its shell and breathe the abundance that God has for us outside of the shell. Expansiveness. He has been protecting us as we grow inside the shell, but it is time for us to break out. God wants us to move into the new season of maturity and growth, development, expansion that he has for us. 2 weeks ago, unfortunately she's not here today, I was speaking to Olive. Olive is an amazing, if you don't know who she is, the next time she comes, I'll suggest you pour her a cup of tea and sit down and have a cup of tea with her. She is an amazing woman of God. She came to me and she said, Pastor, I have a word for you. I said, what is the word, Olive? Now, bear in mind, I've had all this stuff before. She says, the Lord says to you, there's going to be a year of depth and expansion for the bridge. I said, I'll take that. Now, this is fairly lengthy, but I want you to listen carefully. I'll read it slowly. June the 1st, Michelle Haswell sent us this word. A time of expansion, release, and restoring of age-old foundations. I had a call from a friend I haven't spoken to. He lives in England this morning as we're about to start the service. And he says to me, Mark, I've got a word for you in the church. He said, what's that? He said, I believe that God is actually getting you to reevaluate some of your theological foundations and there's expansion coming for you and growth for you to come. I just thought I had to give you the word this morning. I said, thanks, dear. It was great. God knows what he's doing, how he's shifting the chess pieces. So she starts, a time of expansion, release and restoring of age-old foundations. I've called you to be a house of prayer and of grace. Within the walls and foundations of this place are many testimonies of my power and breakthrough and deliverance. There are treasure chests of prophetic promises. Some have been manifest and some not yet. Some have been hindered by obstacles and distractions that have caused some of my plans to be restrained. I'm bringing you into a new season where restraint that the enemy has tried in subtle and non-subtle ways to put on you is being removed. Limitations are being removed, and that which is in the foundations of this house is going to be seen. I'm blowing the dust off of some long-awaited dreams. I'm reminding you of words spoken that you have not yet seen come to pass. The demonstration of my power will be seen in ways that will draw the community to come and see what's going on. I always intended this to be a powerhouse of grace, and you have many testimonies that speak to this, but there is much, much more. Other voices have tried to put you in a box, but I'm removing the box and boundaries that are not from me, even if wise sounding. There is a wind of my spirit blowing through the foundations of this house. The movement that you sense is the wind of my spirit. No longer will the purposes and plans of years ago be hidden. The treasures in the secret places will now be seen and put on display. You are not one of many, but a city on a hill that is meant to look different, that is meant to push against the status quo, that is meant to offend for my sake. Oh, no amens there, but yippee yay. As I'm stretching you, I'm also bringing in reinforcements. Listen carefully. Men and women of strong spiritual capacity who know my voice and perceive what I'm doing. I will restore to you all that is yours. You will recover all, says the Lord. You will expand both in numbers and in influence. I'm releasing you and giving you a fresh and increased boldness to embrace my vision and purpose without apology. I want my vindication to be visible and loud. You are called to stand out and not to fit in. to be a city on a hill, a light in this nation and nations. Do not be afraid to fly your flag and state boldly, this is who we are, this is what we do. Jesus knew who he was and what he was called to. There is a specific assignment on this house at the time that my full backing, says the Lord. My celebration and support is yours. I am with you to release you into all my good plans for you. To the leaders, I entrusted you with little, then a little more, and still more. And through the good times and the tough times, you have stood firm and remained rooted in me. I'm now giving you much more weight in the Spirit, and it will be much easier than before and made more joyful than you have known. That was 6 months ago. Then I got a word from Michelle Grenfell, Ken Grenfell's wife. And it's more pointed towards Bridget and I, but part of it says, you're coming into a new season where you will come out of the hiddenness. And the next season will be one of reaping, even where you have not plowed much fruit. When Kieran Kelly were with us, we sat down as an eldership team, and they gave us this word. And they said that the bridge is a place, this was in September this year, the bridge is a place of growth, a weightiness of God's presence. And then Kier, in his way that he does, he gave us a graphic picture. He said, I see a fish tank. He says, and a fish tank is great for entertaining and influencing and touching lives of people in the lounge. He says, and you're done with that. He says, and then I saw another picture of an aquarium. He says, an aquarium is a place for where the city comes to see and to hear and to acknowledge and to be not entertained so much, but to be encouraged. He said, we're there, but there's more. And then he said, I saw a picture of an ocean and a place for all, a season of transition beyond borders, adjustments for all, an expansion we have outgrown spiritually, the fish tank mentality, and are or already are transforming from aquarium to ocean. That is an expensive thinking if you take it. The point of sharing this today, we're believing in trusting God for expansion in 2018. Well, what does that mean? I'm happy to say I don't know. But again, reflecting, I know men, expansion, we're going to grow in numbers. Well, it might mean that. And it might just simply be maturity in our lives personally. God is wanting to expand, and I'll just list some stuff that as I wrote down. Kids' church, the youth, young adults, men and women's ministry, music groups, sound desk, slide people, numerically expanding, of course, local and translocal ministry opportunities, oceans, not just fish tanks and aquariums, and the leadership team. We look at that and we go, yes, Lord. And then Swapna sent me a message this morning. It says, Adgars pours his blessing. It's important to not let the heart speak from a position of pride. Sometimes when God blesses us, we can begin to talk as though it is something we have earned and talk down to or judge someone else. It's important to remember that it's all him. It is he who blesses. It is he who gives growth. As we begin to see the supernaturally overflow, may we prepare our hearts to be guarded by his Holy Spirit and our eyes set on him. Come, bloody. And so this morning, that's just what I don't want to take too long for us this morning. But I've asked some of the others to actually, if they've got words for us, to bring them for us and just listen and take them and weigh them and see what God is saying. Thank you.
When we came here 13 years ago, the first prophetic word that we heard in the church, which was relatively tiny at the time, was from Isaiah 54. verse from 2 and 3, extend your tent pegs, enlarge the place of your tent. And we heard it, and we know the scripture, and it was all good, and we looked around, and we thought, well, that would be nice, because there was such a big building, and we were only little, and all the rest of it. But over the 13 years, we've seen God do that in so many ways, in our lives, in your lives, in who he has led here. You know, Jesus, as Mark said this morning, does build his church, and he does it his way. There's no way that we can sit and think, oh my goodness, you know, I did that or not. When we look at the root of everything, Jesus has done it, has been involved. And we bask in that goodness, in that consistent kindness of his. But then I was thinking about Peter and how the Lord spoke to Peter and he said, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep. And in his building, I really sense that the Lord brings people into this place or brings people across our paths out there, not just to influence, but to take care of. And to love and to feed. And that is obviously maturing and teaching and discipling and that. But he's not going to do that unless he knows that the place that he brings his people to is a safe and a good and a healthy and a loving, caring place. So I just want to commend you this morning because I see people coming in through the door and again people this morning. And it's a brave thing to walk through these doors. It's a brave thing not to know what you're coming into and who you're going to encounter and who might just give you a hug or touch you or speak to you or give you some encouragement. And we do that well. We do that well. And that is the Lord's grace and his mercy and his love towards us because he builds his church. So my really, this morning, as we do that, as we think he has told us that he is going to extend our tent pegs, we get to do that with him. He is going to actually enlarge the place of our tent. And as Mark said, it could be church planting, it could be the way the Lord wants it. But I just wanted to commend you and thank you for Mark and I, just to say thank you for being part of this, for being dreamers with us, and for doing what you do so well. Okay, thanks.
Try to keep this brief, but when I heard about expansion, I mean, my mind immediately went to things like, you know, expanding boundaries, more people, more churches, more nations. And as I was doing that, I felt the Lord just kind of say to me that it's more than just that. And that part of the expansion that he wants to do is an expansion in our hearts. So that we can see and know what's on his heart. Because expansion really begins inside before it's kind of manifest to the outside. And so I think, what does that mean for us? I think it would be simple for this to simply become 2018 slogan for the year, is what expansion is about. And yeah, and we'll get up here and we'll talk on Sunday. We'll do some preaching about it and everybody will sit and listen. And the next thing we know, it'll be 2019. But that's not what God is intending. And I really believe that this is a word from the heart of God because expansion is, and I know it because God never wants us to stay still. So that, to me, speaks truth. Actually, one of the words that Michelle Haswell brought this summer was just, it's like God wants us to get moving, to move along. And so when I heard expansion, I said, yes, I believe really that is a word from God's heart because he wants you and I to move into everything that he has for us. And it's never a place of just being comfortable in where we are and just sitting there because he's deposited so many other things in each one of you, gifts, abilities, talents. And why? Because we're supposed to utilize those things to see his church and his good news of love touch every person in the world. I love it when Paul talks about that in Ephesians, when he's talking to the Ephesians people, and he's talking about what God's intent is for the church. And it talks about the intent of the church is to demonstrate the manifold wisdom of who God is, which is an amazing, amazing thing, and not something to be taken lightly. But we need to do it together, because the church is each and every one of us. We get so hung up on the church as a building, and we keep on saying it's not a building. Every believer, whether it's in Pickering, or whether it's in Nanaimo, BC, or whether it's in India or Sri Lanka, every person that's accepted Christ in their hearts is a follower of Jesus. They are. We are the church. And we have this incredible mission, which is to reveal to people around us part of the manifold wisdom of who God is. And I think a lot of that is really the fact that God wants to demonstrate his love to people and his goodness to people who don't know who he is. And the only way that we can do that is to expand our hearts so that our hearts are lining up with his heart and his desire to do exactly that, to demonstrate his love and his goodness to every person that he's created on the face of this earth. So I just want to encourage you, please get away from this is a slogan for the year. Actually, I'm going to encourage you that when you go home, when you're about to fall asleep, when you get up in the morning, that you actually ask yourself, ask God, what does expansion mean to me, God? What does it mean? What do you want to expand in my heart? And just take a moment and listen to what he says. Because you see, if you don't capture it, if I don't capture it in my heart, it's just going to become another slogan. Because it starts here. That's why he cares so much. And he speaks so much about our hearts. In Matthew 6:21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Proverbs 23:26 says, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight my way." That's right. He wants our hearts, and he's saying, just look and wait and see what happens when we give our hearts to him. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, you know, go home, ask, not just once, but it should be a continual process of, God, how do you want to expand me? What are you trying to expand in my heart? And just see what he says. And that's going to be part of what we all need to know and to own. Amen.
Ephesians 3 says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." When Mark spoke with us and said that he felt this word for expansion for 2018, I told him right away. I said, 2 weeks ago, I had that exact same word. And so right away, it resonated with me. Then I felt the Lord say there's three areas that he wanted this expansion to take place. One is going to be the expansion of our perspective of who God is. I felt him say, how do you really see me? Am I actually all you really need? I sense the Lord say that I can only expand and enlarge if there's a capacity to do so. And the interesting thing is, if we're in him and he's in us, he's actually given us that capacity. But guess what? We've actually limited that capacity to take place, for whatever reason. And so we have a capacity in Christ to be stretched wide, to go high, to go deep, to go long. And God is in the business of expanding every area of our lives, however the challenge is, instead of us expanding, we meet God with our constraints. And what we should always ask ourselves is this, is what do you see in me and what is it you want to be for me? Just simple as that. What is it that you see in me and what is it you want to be for me? And it changes our perspective of who God is. Second thing is our expansion of our faith. Good old. I don't have time to get into it, but if you read Mark chapter 9, starting at verse 17, this is when, I won't get into it, but it says, but the part I wanted to focus on, it says in verse 20, this is with how about I just read it? A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, he throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. It fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And this is the one, the verse that just kind of throws me. Jesus says, "If you can?" Question mark. Said Jesus, "Everything is possible for one who believes." Imagine that Jesus doesn't pay attention to what's wrong with the boy. He actually paid attention to what's wrong with this man's speech. "If you can." And I just felt the Lord say, for some of us, we've entertained our have-nots for far too long. And I believe this year God is wanting us to challenge every sickness, every negative thought, every opportunity for a miracle. And I sense the Lord saying, the degree of faith you approach me will be the degree of my response. Let's believe for the bigness of our God. Third thing, expansion of our worship. And I don't mean just songs. I just sense the Lord speak to me this week about our corporate worship together. And you know, in the Bible it says, where there is unity, I command my blessing. And I think I just got a revelation of it myself this week. It says, do you know this means that when we sing, we all sing. When we serve, we all serve. When we give, we are all giving. The moment one of us is not partnering in this area, our worship to God becomes constraint. It's not as though he won't do anything. It will just be limited to what he can do. And the last thing is, I sense the Lord wanted us to remind us that when we declare a year of expansion, it doesn't just affect us as a local church. It impacts every area of our life. So guess what? Expansion is not just for the bridge as a church, but we are the church. And so expansion actually means wherever we go is expansion. The same way last year we declared a year of growth. And I'm sure for a lot of us, even in business, in our families, whatever it is, we've experienced a year of growth. And so this year, expansion, wherever we go, if you're a business owner or you're in business, then expect expansion in your business. Expect expansion in your family. I mean, expect an expansion. We're looking for a new house. I'm expecting expansion for a new house. It doesn't matter, but expansion follows you. Why? Because now, because God has declared this. Mark hasn't declared this. God has declared this over this house. And because you are part of this house, you get to be a participant. Isn't that just the beauty of God? Right? Amen.
I'm an unexpected speaker. Mark, in his wisdom, said, don't take 40 minutes. Sorry. Oh, look, I can't even get my Bible open now anymore. What's going on with me? I like a paper book. This is an incredible word for us. Expansion. When the AV team sees it, they see this screen being stretched from here over to here, and from here over to here, and up there, and they're seeing this incredible vision of what's going on. When the music team sees it, they see musicians and extra instruments up here, pumped because they're filled with the love of God, because of what he's done for them. When the eldership team sees this, they see new leaders rising up because of the passion of God that's in their hearts to want to liberate lives and bring freedom to captives, because that's the gospel message, liberty and freedom. They want to build in. They want to bring it forward. They want to do what God has called them for in this day and age. We see all sorts of things and equipment and balances coming along. But we have to come back to one thing. And Kevin, your word, incredible. I am really just kind of confirming that word in a sense. Paul in his letter to Romans starts out by saying, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. I just want you to listen to this in expansion. The bridge, a bondservant of Christ Jesus. Not Jesus, nice guy, but God, man, Christ, the promised one. He's going to go on and say he was born of David's line as a man, but declared the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. That's who we are, a people of power. A people has come together that have been given words and given understanding. Now, this is the danger of 40 minutes, Mark said, because I'd love to preach the whole thing, but I cannot. I have to cut to the end, which is good for you and good for me. Because Paul goes on, that gospel message that's declared in us. He says, the power of God. You all know this. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. We can look at that and say it's for salvation for others, or this gospel message is the power in our lives that we see as well. And we need to grasp hold of the concept that is that for everyone who believes, for the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. What I want to challenge you with here is this word of expansion, this heart that we've been called to. If we want to see the power of God in our salvation, it's not enough to have a word that says expand. It's having faith to walk in that word and act in it and step up to the plate. Because you can come to this church and you can go straight to hell in this church if you never confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can sit here and look and do whatever you want to do and never confess Jesus Christ. We can do the same thing with this word expansion. We can sit on our pews, and never rise up to walk in faith, because the righteous man, the one we've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ, his purpose in life was to call us as the church which was meant to be sent. Grasp hold of it. Walk in your faith. If you want to experience the power of God, let's walk in the faith of this word.